This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on how Poitras and Greenwald make me feel naive. Read the New York Times Magazine feature by Peter Moss on filmmaker Diana Poitras and reporter Glenn Greenwald's interactions with Edward Snowden and the gyrations involved in handling his NSA documents made me feel naive and not paranoid exactly, but uncomfortable and almost scared in an, oh my God, this is so much worse than 1984 kind of way. Of course, I had no clue what a public encryption key might be if someone wanted to send me a secure email or vice versa. I've always assumed if the government wanted something, they could get it, and I've seen it happen, of course, so I've lived accordingly by a run-of-the-mill level of discretion rather than full-blown paranoia. Unfortunately, reading all this iSpy stuff makes me wonder what world I thought we were really living in post-9/11. Here's a good example. These folks would not bring cell phones with them to meetings in Hong Kong because there is some way that conversations can be monitored and recorded through such devices even when they're turned off. Are you kidding me? How is that possible? I've traveled my share around the world, and like so many people, I've gone through spates where I was put through secondary security and luggage checks upon re-entering the United States, and sometimes with my family stuck waiting for me or other colleagues and friends. But I've always bought the story from Customs Control that there was confusion about my name. I've written Washington, gotten no reply, because they don't ever admit anything, but was finally approved for global entry, and eventually the problem seemed to have stopped. Reading about Diana Poitras's constant harassment was unsettling, especially the fact that the government believes they are bound by no laws, warrants, or privacy restrictions when it comes to their rights to keep citizens or anyone else from coming into the country. I recall a friend from Canada telling me about having to surrender his cell phone to customs agents when visiting the United States, who then scrolled his email and text to see if he had worked through this country without papers. He could have not given them permission, but then they would have simply denied him entry into the country. So what choice did he really have? Would we have any different opinions or options? I'm not sure. Diane Poitras has a computer that is airbagged, which means that the computer has never been connected to the internet, so that she can read documents on that device without fear that anyone anywhere will be able to pick them up. Wow. She has to disable the GPS on all devices so that she can't be tracked. Heck, I thought it was enough that I never joined Foursquare or agreed to let Facebook pinpoint my location. And of course, at this point, while working on the NSA documents, she's in Berlin because somehow NSA can't get her there, and Greenwald's in Brazil, which is royally ticked about the NSA revelations, and therefore that gives him some safety. But clearly neither will be able to ever come back to the States until they've gotten rid of the NSA documents they're still holding. They made a joke in the article about how much easier it is for people to deal with them, especially if Julian Assange and WikiLeaks held these documents instead. But that's gallows humor. They may not be in asylum like Snowden, but they are certainly in exile, performing a service for all of us naive to the ways of the new world of constant surveillance of all citizens. We better get hip and get up to speed if this is what the new citizen journalism is going to be about. This is Wade Rathke for questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.